What do you think, Chase?
Huh? I blink and tear my eyes away from the petite, long-haired brunette who's been stealing my attention all night. Not that she's been trying to. Twyla's just being her usual self, lighting up the room and flitting from group to group, leaving nothing but sunshine and smiles in her path. Jesus, if my old man could hear me now, he'd have me committed. Do you think we can go all the way this year? Brady asks me. Of course we can. If Burroughs can manage to not get injured, we'll be good. Lee shoots me the finger, then takes a pull off his beer. So, kind of weird that Twyla's your neighbor now, huh? That's one word for it. I bring my own beer to my lips. Brady barks out a laugh. What's that about? My eyebrows furrow. Oh, nothing, he says, all innocent. You got something to say, say it. Brady straightens. All right, I will. I think you have the hots for her. He looks around to the others for confirmation that they think the same. He has a point. You've barely taken your eyes off her, Lee says. My hand clenches around my beer so tightly, I'm afraid the glass might break. That's Miles's little sister. Twyla stands near the back of the crowd, and though I can tell she's trying her best to smile at the happy couple, it comes off as more of a grimace. She's fiddling with her hands in front of her, and her full lips are pressed into a thin line. I frown. She dips her head and disappears down the hall that leads to the bedrooms. I don't know what possesses me to follow her, but I do. And when I get to the end of the hallway and find her at the far end with her back to me, trying to wiggle the locked door handle of my second spare bedroom, I react without thinking.
I return from the park and enter the lobby as Chase steps off the elevator. Because it would be weird to pass him without saying anything, I stop when he's within a few feet of me and smile. Hey, Chase. He glances up from the phone in his hand and backtracks a step, his hand shaking slightly. I guess he didn't see me.
Hey, Twyla.
He shoves his phone into his back pocket. Thanks for letting me crash your party last night.
Yeah, no problem.
He shifts in place and glances toward the door. Sorry about the waterworks. My cheeks heat with embarrassment, but somehow it feels like it would be weirder if I didn't mention the fact that he caught me crying last night. Now that I think of it, it was actually sort of sweet that he hung around outside the bathroom to make sure I was okay.
It's not a big deal. Don't mention it.
He says that last sentence as though if I mention it again, he'll cause me harm. As if the mere mention of me having feelings of any kind makes him uncomfortable. We stand there for a moment, not saying a word, and things become awkward fast. It's then that I realize this is the first time the two of us have ever been alone together. Though it's no secret that Chase isn't a big conversationalist, I'm realizing just how much he doesn't bother with mundane chit-chat. Where are you headed? I ask cheerily, searching for anything to beat back the weird tension between us. Apparently, that was not the question to ask to start a conversation, because he grimaces and rubs his short facial hair with his palm.
Out.
Sorry, I wasn't prying. Maybe he's off to hook up with someone or something. From what Miles says, Chase is really private about his personal life. The idea of him going off to meet some other woman makes my stomach sour, but it's none of my business.
Nah, I'm sorry.
I raise my hand. You don't have to explain. I should go up anyway. Kiwi's probably looking for her dinner. When I go to move past him, to my surprise, he grabs my wrist. His hand is so large, it's like a bear paw. I stare down at it, and he runs his thumb over the inside of my wrist. I look up at him, but he doesn't say anything. He looks as though he wants to, but maybe he doesn't know what to say. Miles invited me to practice tomorrow, so maybe I'll see you there. After he continues not to say anything, I smile, giving him an easy out for our awkward encounter. He nods and drops my wrist. I beeline to the elevator and stab at the button. I'm not sure what that was between us, but one thing is clear. I don't want to know either.